ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Peace and blessings be upon the last messenger of Allah and his pure progeny. We are together in another episode of the program Bridge, where we spent few minutes of our daily time in listening to the teachings of Imam Zainul Abidin with the language of supplication, with the art of prayer. Imam says in the 12th dua, which is titled as In Confession and in Seeking Repentance Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentions that, O Allah, there is one quality that this is a collective quality, that يَحْدُونِي عَلَى مَسْأَلَتِكَ, there is one thing that I am urged to ask you by your تَفَضُّلِكَ مَلْ عَلَى مَسْأَلَتِكَ تَفَضُّلُكَ عَلَى مَنْ, by your bounty, gratitude's bounty, upon who, the one who has أَقْبَلَ بِوَجْهِهِ إِلَيْكَ, has turned his face toward you, and wawafada, and comes to you bihusna dhannihi ilayk, with a good opinion to you, O Allah. Idh jami'u ihsanika tafaddul, since all of your beneficence is gratitude's bounty, and wa idh kullu ni'amika ibtida'un, and every one of your favors is a new beginning. So these two phrases is what that we want to focus on. Number one is, what is the definition of fadl? Have you ever thought about what is God's grace? When we ask God's grace, what is fadl, which is translated to be grace? Let's take a quick break and come back to explain on it.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
All right, dear brothers and sisters, inshallah you're doing well, and every moment of our lives will get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this path of seeking proximity is a path that we never take a break from, and we continue proceeding through this path as we breathe, inshallah, until our last breath in this dunya. In the translation of what is rizq, and this, its difference with fazl, we have that rizq denotes whatever is of benefit, and it's whatever that is given, as in saying Allah has given or gave so and so rizq. It's what that is included in our sustenance. And there's a system behind what can expand our arzaq, or what can limit our arzaq, what can expand our sustenance, or what can restrict or limit our sustenance. But what fadl is in Arabic, it's been translated as that surplus and what is khair for us, meaning it's what is in excess beyond frugality, beyond what is expected, beyond what we anticipate. It's called fadl of Allah. It's His grace. It's fawqa raghbatina. It's beyond our dreams and expectation. For example, you deserve with the certain amount of money that you have, there's that certain car that you can purchase, right? You go there, everything is ready to be finished. By the end of closing the deal, the person who is a seller says, keep the deal here. I'm going to give you and offer you that better car for the same price. That is considered to be fadl. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been dealing with us with His fadl. إِذْ جَمِيعُ إِحْسَانِكَ تَفَدُّلٌ. Since all of your beneficence is gratitude's bounty. If we think of it, not only we deserve many, or if not, say, let's say, all of the bounties and all of the blessings that we have in our lives, if we look at it, all of it is Allah's grace. All of it is the grace of God. All of it is the tafaddul of Allah. وَإِذْ كُلُّ نِعَمِكَ ابْتِدَاءٌ. And every one of your favors is a new beginning. Another way to translate or understand this part is that we should say, oh Allah, it was everything began by your ni'mas, by your favors. Meaning that I was in there, your favors were there. This blessing and this beauty all started from your end. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, Imam, in this last portion of this episode, Imam continues with saying, فَهَا أَنَذَا يَا إِلَهِ. So here am I, O Allah, O my Lord, O my Creator, وَاقِفٌ بِبَابِ عِزِّكَ وَقُوفَ الْمُسْتَسْلِمِ الدَّلِيلِ. One of the ways of asking, if you go to someone of superiority to you, for example, in terms of status, you go to someone that is higher than you in terms of the material status, your boss, your father, your teacher, you name it. Number one thing is that you show respect. We call it, when it comes to the structure of Tawheed and monotheism, that higher person or that higher power is Allah and the guardian of Allah on earth, which is the Imam, the Prophet. We should show humbleness. Imam, at this point of the dua, at this turning point, expresses his humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by confessing the status of us. فَهَا أَنَذَا يَا إِلَهِ. So here am I. I'm back. Standing at the gate of your might. I believe in your power. I show submission. The standing of the lowly. The surrendered. The submitted. Al-Mustaslim. I know where am I. This is the last stop. This is the last resort. This is the place that I have nowhere to run away to from this place. And that is your gate. وَسَائِلُكَ عَلَىٰ عَلَىٰ الْحَيَاءِ مِنِّي سُؤَالَ الْبَاعِسِ الْمُئِيلِ Asking you in my shame from my actions, the asking of the destitute and the pitiful. مُقِرٌ لَكْ I confess for you into my status. Inshallah, we see the status of our actions and ourselves, and we continuously try to not neglect or forget the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been there in our lives. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد